This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. 3 hours in front of us today. It is Wednesday. I do my proof of life. Wednesday, March 31st. It is me. It's really Wayne Allyn Root. I'm live. We're here for all 3 hours. Great to be with you. Great to be with you. By the way, we're going to have lots of announcements over the coming weeks. Lots of things going on in my life. And you can find all of them at RootForAmerica.com. That's my website, RootForAmerica.com. You'll find all our announcements there, and there will be lots of good ones, negotiating lots of good deals, lots of things happening. I'm going to start with what I think is the number one news story in America at this moment, because it's just in breaking news. The Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down the Democrat governor's mask mandate. Yay! The conservative-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court on Wednesday. Why didn't they strike down all the election fraud, the idiots? They struck down Democrat Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate in a 4-3 ruling. They ruled that Evers violated the law by unilaterally issuing multiple emergency orders and circumventing the state legislature. The question in this case is not whether the governor acted wisely, it's whether he acted lawfully. We concluded he did not. And that's what I would have said about every one of the stolen states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. It's not a matter of whether they acted wisely, which they didn't, by the way, but that's not the issue. The issue is, did they act legally? None of them acted legally. They overturned the law. They broke the law. They violated the law. They killed the law. In any case, Governor Evers of Wisconsin fought very hard to keep the mask mandate in place, ignored the will of the legislature, the body closest to the people that voted to repeal the mask mandate, issued an emergency 60-day order in August of 2020, and kept extending and extending and extending his unlawful mandates. Last month, Evers issued a new statewide mask mandate 1 hour after GOP lawmakers voted to repeal the previous mask mandate. See, that's the problem in Nevada. You go, I could feel it now. I could hear it now. I know that there are people listening on my flagship station, KBET, here in Las Vegas, who are saying, well, why can't we do that with Governor Sisolak? Well, the whole point here is that the legislature is the one that should be giving mask mandates. A governor only has emergency powers for, say, a week or a month. You can't keep extending them forever. There's no emergency powers infinitum. There's no infinity emergency. But in Wisconsin, there's a Republican legislature that said no more masks. And a Democrat governor who said, I'm extending the emergency order. That's why it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In Nevada, the problem is we're held hostage. It's a socialist governor, Governor Steve Sisolak, and you've got a socialist Democrat assembly and state senate. So you have no Republicans in charge, and therefore they all want masks. Democrats are mentally ill people whose goal in life is to cover your face either because they like diapers in everyone's face or because they look so bad they want everyone to wear diapers so everyone's equal, or they want to destroy all our ability to make money, or they want us all to look like it's an Islamic nation. I don't know which one it is. Maybe a combination of all of the above. But they're absolutely mentally unstable when it comes to masks. Because here's what I say about masks. I'm not even a big anti-masker. I've always said, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I have no right to stop you from wearing a mask. If 90 people in a room, 85 of them want to wear a mask, great. If 5 don't, great. If masks work, then why would you worry about the 5 who don't? This is the problem, folks. If I'm one of 5 people in a room that doesn't want to wear a mask, if I don't stop you from wearing yours, you can't stop me from not wearing mine. And here's the real issue. If masks work, then why are you worried whether I wear one or not? I can't infect you. You've got a mask on. If it's so great, how come it doesn't work? How come you're so scared of me without a mask? Just more lack of common sense in the United States of America. And other big news, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, reveals that Biden is absolutely committed to installing a black woman on the Supreme Court. Now, here's what I have to say about that. Is everybody holding their breath now? You know, it's funny. I grew up in an all-black town, you know, majority black town, all-black middle school, all-black high school. I had the same upbringing as Howard Stern. Everybody around me was black. So I like black people. The truth is, I get along better with black people than white people. I get high fives from black people. They love the way I dress. They love my cars. I wear black on black all the time in black pinstripe suits. They love the way I dress. We get along great. I love black people. But the idea that you would name someone to a Supreme Court because they're black and a woman is so disgusting and so offensive. I couldn't care less if a person's black. Find me a person that's qualified. Any nation in world history that abandons all qualifications specifically so that they could just name someone because of race has been destroyed. There's no country that has ever survived that mentality of instead of looking for great people, you look for social justice. It doesn't work. It's never worked. It never will work. It cannot work. Find me 10 candidates, and if a black woman's as qualified as the other 9 who might be Hispanic women, white men, black men, great. If you really think she's just as qualified as or more qualified than all the other candidates, name her. Great. Supreme Court, CEO, top executive. I don't care. Great. But don't tell me you just want to name a black woman. Because that's offensive to everybody else who isn't black or a woman. Because I may be better than her. I may be smarter than her. I may have achieved more than her. I may be more street smart than her. But you're naming her just because she's black. Well, that's racist, man. That's no different than me saying I'm going to name someone just because they're white. A white straight male. You know, I don't really like gay people or black people. I'm going to name a white straight male. Wouldn't you burn me at the stake if I said that? So how come it's okay for you to name someone who's just black and a woman? What about if she's qualified? Does that matter anymore in America? Of course not. Of course not. Just like election integrity doesn't matter. Everyone in America wants stolen elections on the Democrat side, on the corporate side. It's amazing. Today, all these corporations came out and said, what's happening in Georgia with they just passed election integrity laws? It's racist. We're against it. We may pull out of Georgia. Major League Baseball says they may pull the All-Star game out of Georgia. You know what I say to Major League Baseball? Other than I'm giving them the middle finger right now, other than telling them to go F themselves, other than that, here's what I'd say to Major League Baseball. I'm going to show up at the game with 20 of my good friends who are all big Trump Republicans. And we're going to be dressed in baseball outfits, and we're going to go on the field. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm a Major League Baseball All-Star. And if you ask me for ID, you know what I'm going to tell you? Wait a minute. You left Georgia because Georgia passed voter ID election integrity laws. You don't believe in IDs. So you have no right to ask me for an ID. I have a right to play on the field with my New York Yankees and all the other superstars. Wayne Root is a Major League Baseball All-Star. Not only that, but I'm certain that I'm a black transsexual woman. I'm certain of it. And so for now on, I want all the benefits that black transsexual women get. Because, you know, we all know what you think is what matters, not what you're born. This is all so absurd that we need to throw it in their faces 24 hours a day. Every white person in Vegas has to start saying you're black. Every single one of you, every straight person in Vegas has to start saying you're gay or transsexual and you want the benefits of gays and transsexuals. And every legal citizen in Vegas has to start saying, I believe I'm illegal and I want to be protected by the sanctuary city. And I don't want to take any COVID tests, just like the illegals coming across the border. You can't make me take a COVID test. You can't make me do anything. And by the way, I don't want to pay any taxes. And at the end of the year, even though I'm paying no taxes, I want to get back earned income tax credit for every child I claim who doesn't exist. And you can only do that if you're an illegal alien from Mexico. That's what the government and the Democrats want. So from now on, I am an illegal alien from Mexico. And I'm going to show up at the All-Star Game. If they take it away from Georgia, we should all show up, thousands of us, at the All-Star Game demanding to get in and play because we believe we're All-Star baseball players and you have no right to ask for ID. Do you see how absurd this all is? If you don't need ID to vote, then I don't need ID to play the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Okay? Just want you to know that. It's time to start causing a ruckus. Here's one more that I think is the biggest news story in America. In New York City, another horrible attack on an Asian. And you know who did it? I don't think Trump had very much to do with this. It wasn't a Republican. It wasn't a white Republican. It was a black person attacking an Asian. Nothing against black people. I'm against black criminals, just like I'm against white criminals. I'm against all criminals. But don't start telling me that every time there's a crime committed by a white person, the white race is evil, the white race is terrible, and when there's a crime committed by a black person, it never even makes the headlines. You won't even discuss it. Or if occasionally it makes the headlines, you make believe it wasn't a black person. You will not ever see in the news anybody ever say a black person mugged an Asian person. It's just another Asian person was beaten. It's all Trump's fault. It's the speeches he gives against China. You know, as one of my friends put the other day, every crime committed by a white person proves white people are evil. Every crime committed by a minority proves that guns are evil. And that's the truth, man. That's it right there. If a white person does it, it's white people that are guilty. If a black person, Hispanic person, illegal alien does it, then it's got to mean the gun is guilty and all guns have to be taken away from everyone, even the law-abiding citizens who have done absolutely nothing wrong. That's America today. So what happened in New York City a couple of days ago is a brutal attack on a New York City Asian woman. A black man just walked up to her and kicked her in the face and then kicked her on the ground. And every time you see an attack, it's always a black on Asian attack in San Francisco, in New York City, everywhere. And yet all they do is claim it's about Asian hate by white Trump Republicans. Get it? It's crazy. It's just like saying nobody needs ID to vote, but I need ID if I'm going to try and get in the All-Star game, right? I need ID, but you don't need ID. Same thing. If there's an attack on an Asian, it's by a person who voted Democrat, guaranteed. It's by a criminal. It's by a person of color. And yet, it's blamed on me, a white Trump Republican fan. Why? I don't understand. What did I do? What did Trump do? Nothing. Being that the black vote's 99% Democrat most of the time, I don't think they're listening to Trump saying, go attack Asians. And I don't think Trump ever said, go attack Asians. And I don't know any Republican who's ever attacked an Asian. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own... Is there a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. Today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The sponsor of this segment of the show is my book, Trump Rules. It is the winner's guide to business and personal success. If you look at the cover of the book, it says, you're in the right place, opportunity is knocking, and Wayne Root will show you how to seize it. He knows how to be tenacious and relentless and how to win. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. And if you're a fan of my father, President Trump, this book is a must-read look at the rules that got him to the pinnacle of business and politics, Trump style, Donald Trump Jr. Very cool. If you look at the back of the book, Root is the Trump of Las Vegas, the Daily Beast. And I always said, let Trump be Trump. Wayne Allen Root shows anyone interested in business or personal success how to model and channel Trump. Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager of the Trump presidential campaign. So very proud that Trump people appreciate the book, including the president, the president's son, the president's former campaign manager. The Daily Beast calls me the Trump of Las Vegas. Very cool stuff. Find it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I know we all hate Amazon. I get it. You wouldn't like Barnes & Noble any better. Trust me. You know, there's no one you could buy a book from you'd like. So just buy it and be glad they sell conservative books. Okay? You can't sit on, you know, integrity. Oh, I've got so much integrity. I will never buy anything from Amazon. Really? Well, then you can never buy a conservative book. Whether it's Wayne Root or Michael Savage or Rush Limbaugh or Brian, what's his name, Shapiro. Can you remember Shapiro's first name? What Shapiro's? Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro. It doesn't matter. No matter who it is, the books are on sale at Amazon. You got to buy the book somewhere, okay? So buy it on Amazon. If you don't like Amazon, buy it at Barnes & Noble, but buy the book Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. When I talk about illegals, because we have an invasion of our country, the average liberal says, oh, you're a racist. Or, as a matter of fact, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the ultimate communist lame brain moron puppet, says anyone who uses the term surge about the border crisis is invoking a militaristic frame. condemning the use of the word surge is AOC. You can't use the word surge. They want to say, but what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check. Stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to evoke a militaristic frame. It's not a surge. These are children. They are not insurgents. We are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist philosophy. The idea of another is coming in the population, that this is an invasion of who we are. So, okay, let's think about that for a minute. She's telling me that I'm a racist and you're racist for believing it's an invasion and calling it a surge. And this is all about being sweet to some wonderful children. So a video is out because of this surge and invasion caused by Joe Biden. A video is out. Border Patrol took the video showing smugglers abandoning a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old at the border. There are more than 16,000 child migrants in custody, and there's a shocking video of smugglers abandoning a 5-year-old girl and a 3-year-old girl at the border in the New Mexico desert in the middle of the night after dropping them over the border barrier. And this goes on every second of every day. You know, it looked like on the video they're tossing what appears to be belongings down, but they're tossing children down, and then they flee. Little girls were left miles from the nearest residence, picked up by agents. Thank God for our border agents. These are innocent little children. Can you imagine saying their parents are heroes and they just want a better life for their children? Any of you out there got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old? How about you just hand them over to smugglers who are probably going to rape them 13 times tonight, and then they're going to throw them over the wall into the Mexicans? How about if we did it the other way around? Does that make you a hero? Are you a heroic parent if you hand over your kids to strangers and they take a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, they hand them to pedophiles who rape them and then drop them over a wall and leave them in the middle of the desert at night? Oh, my God. That's really nice, AOC. That's what you've caused. But wait, I'm not done. A little migrant girl lost her voice after a brutal gang rape while answering Biden's open borders invitation. We'll talk about that when we get back. That was in a Border Patrol report. She was gang raped. I'm telling you, they're all being gang raped. Lovely people in the Mexican drug cartel. And then human traffickers toss a 6-month-old baby into the Rio Grande River during a Border Patrol pursuit. Boats filled with 67 adults and 150 children. And the Border Patrol rescued a 6-month-old baby that was tossed into the river. The baby's mother had been assaulted by smugglers in Mexico and had a broken leg on her way to the U.S. This is what Joe Biden has unleashed on the United States of America and on these innocent children. They're all coming with Biden flags because they say Biden asked me to come.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
So today, I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth. It builds a fair economy that gives everybody a chance to succeed.
President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, unveiling his massive $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. The president, calling himself a good union guy, continues.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago.
The CDC says over 150 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in the United States. Over 97 million Americans have received at least one dose of the three vaccines available. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the world's gone mad. You know, when you tune into this show every day, you've got to realize the world has gone mad. The things happening are insanity. Anybody who believes in these things is insane or a communist or really a combination of the two, even communist alone. and are covering up. They're communists, but they're insane communists. You know, because even communists like Stalin, right, in Russia, and the leaders of the People's Republic of China in their day, Mao Zedong and people like that, they didn't want anyone invading their country. They didn't say, let's open the borders and let the whole world in. Nobody wants that. And by the way, let in three-year-olds and five-year-olds to be raped and gang-raped and then thrown over a wall and left in the middle of the desert in the middle of the night. Can you imagine your three-year-old and five-year-old children today, or, you know, today they're 30 years old. Can you imagine 27 years ago, if you gave over your three-year-old and five-year-old to a smuggler, they got gang-raped and then left, thrown over a wall and left in the desert in a foreign country, miles from the nearest home, in the middle of the night, where there are coyotes and who knows what other kind of animals are in the desert. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Adult men would be screaming like little sissies in the desert. If dropped in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning in the desert, not knowing where you are. Are you kidding me? A 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. That's what Biden's open borders has led to. Sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI, is an Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. I can only think of one solution to the insane spending about to happen, and that is happening, and is about to happen even bigger, the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And the fact that gold is down for the year makes it the greatest buying opportunity, I think, ever. Thank goodness gold is down, because you can buy low and sell high. And I guarantee you, me personally, Wayne Root says, gold will not be down for long. Not when you're spending $1.9 trillion on stimulus and trillions on infrastructure and tens of trillions on a Green New Deal and trillions on free health care for all and trillions on an open border. Gold and silver may be your only salvation, and that's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. All right, one of my favorite guests is here, Josh Manning, one of my favorite websites. He's the senior news editor at westernjournal.com. Great website. Here to talk about today's most popular stories at westernjournal.com. Josh Manning, how are you?
Wayne, what a great introduction. Thank you.
So I was just reading. Now, this one I will admit I wasn't reading at Western Journal. I just happened to see something on Fox News moments before the show began, and I don't even have it in front of me. I just read it, and I remember thinking I got to discuss it with Josh because you're Mr. Arizona. That's where you live, right? Phoenix, Arizona.
That's where we live, yeah.
I saw an article that you guys are actually doing a real forensic audit of the election, and they hired someone great to do it. I didn't see who it was, but the conservatives were raving about the person they hired. They said the Arizona Senate has cojones, and they're doing the right thing, and they made a great hire. And so I assume there's a chance here we're going to find out that Arizona was stolen. It won't make any difference, I guess. Maybe there's nothing you can do, but it would be nice to know that we are right, and the election was, in fact, stolen. And at least let's see in Arizona what we find.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the newsroom this morning, actually, and I have not been following that as closely as we have a reporter who's really been following that named Randy DeSoto. And if you go on, if you go to westernjournal.com, you'll see lots of great content from Randy. He does some wonderful original reporting for us.
You know what I'll say on the air? And let me remind you on the air, make a little note, Josh Manning, and tell Randy DeSoto to contact Andrew Paul, my producer, and let's get Randy on tomorrow's show to discuss that very topic. I want to hear exactly what's happening in Arizona. What is the forensic audit about, and who did they hire, and how good are they, and what can we find out here, okay? So have Randy contact Andrew Paul, okay?
Absolutely. I see him right across the newsroom. I will tell him as soon as we get off the phone, he will he'll be good. He's been following this from the beginning. And the Arizona Senate may be one of the only legislative bodies in the country that really does have guts. And Wayne, for your listeners who have not been following this, this has been kind of a saga. You know, the Judiciary Committee, the Arizona Senate Judiciary Committee said they wanted to take a look at the ballots in Maricopa County, where a lot of fraud has been alleged. And the Maricopa County election official said, well, you know, look, we're not going to give you access to them. And the Senate said, oh, yeah, you are. We're going to subpoena them. And they came around then, but there's still been a lot of back and forth. It does look like we are going to prevail on this. And we are going to have Representative Mark Finchem, who is in Arizona. He's an Arizona legislator. We're going to have him on our podcast Monday, I believe. He'll be talking about this, too. And so if you go to westernjournal.com, you can check out our podcast. We'll be talking with him Monday, I think. But there's a lot going on here, and I agree, Wayne. I don't think it's going to ultimately change anything. There are people out there saying, oh, no, Trump's going to be president by August, and I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're in touch with reality. But I do think that we may learn some very interesting things here, and, we're learning interesting things other places across the country. One of the stories that I talked about with Andrew ahead of time that you and I might talk about today, if we have time, is what's going on in Montana. There's been an audit there that has found unbelievable problems. And I think we're going to find more and more of this. And hopefully, we know we don't control the federal government right now, but hopefully this is really going to encourage states to do what Georgia has done and take a stand and say, listen, the vote is sacred. We can't have this thing compromised. The entire country depends on this. We've got to have a system that makes sure the vote is clean. And I think the more dirt we dig up, and there's not much digging to it. A lot of this dirt's just on the surface. The more of that we find, I think the easier it's going to be for states to do what Georgia has done.
Right. And, just my gut instinct is, and please don't get mad at me, listeners, because I'm not telling you what you want to hear, is first of all, I believe we're going to find that Arizona was absolutely stolen. If it's a real forensic audit, you will find that they stole it in Maricopa County. But then I don't believe it'll make any difference other than we'll all say we were right. And it must back up that Wisconsin was stolen, Michigan was stolen, Pennsylvania was stolen, Georgia was stolen, but you can't change it. There's no one that's going to allow you to go back retroactively now and institute Trump as president of the United States and kick out Biden. There's nothing there you can do, Josh. All you could do is smugly sit back and go, see, we told you they stole the election. We were right. And stop telling us we can't say a stolen election anymore. We now know Arizona was stolen. How many other states were stolen? We'll be able to say that, but I don't believe Trump will be president. There is no such thing, right?
Right. I agree with you 100%. And there is it's very easy to sit there and want to say, well, screw it all. If it was stolen, we should put Trump in there. Let's march on the Capitol or whatever. And,
well, we may do that. I don't know. They may.
But at the point they do that, I'm not sure what the difference between that and just like trying to secede is. And maybe it comes to that. I don't know.
Well, I believe we're going to have to. I believe
I'm worried we're going to have to.
Yeah, I don't use the word secede. I use the word divorce because everyone's familiar with divorce.
Divorce is a better connotation.
We need a divorce, right? Mommy's a liberal, daddy's a conservative. We need a divorce before we, jump across the table and hurt each other. That's what I think we need in this country.
That's what I worry about. But this has happened in America before. A lot of people don't remember it. But, there's a very good chance JFK really did steal the election from Nixon first time through. And Nixon thought he really could prosecute it. And I think thought he could prevail in the end. He decided not to put the country through that. And we made it through that. Now, we paid the price. We ended up with LBJ and the Great Society. And we have paid a heavy price. Nixon's decision there. We will pay a price if Biden was not legitimately elected, but he governs. We're going to pay a price for that in taxes and inflation and national prestige and capital. But we were able to recover from it. And I think the Republic is strong enough to recover from this. But I do worry that down the road, at some point, you just can't live with each other. And I worry that day is coming, and I worry it's coming sooner rather than later, Wayne.
Yeah, look, you and I agree on 99%. You and I have just found the first thing we disagree on.
Yeah.
Trust me, Josh, the Republic can't live with this. I'm telling you. Now, I'm the one who just said you can't undo the election. I'm talking about the law now, just on pure legality. But I'm just telling you, don't compare this to Nixon, JFK. There's no comparison. America was so much stronger then. They're looking to let in millions and millions and millions of illegals and legalize everyone that's already here as of January 1st. And so you're going to have like 30, 40 million new Democrat, reliable, loyal Democrat voters forevermore. So, and you're going to legalize Puerto Rico and D.C. and make them states. And You're going to add four Democrat senators. You're going to add Democrat congressmen. We're never going to win again, and therefore they're going to just take over and do whatever they want, and they will destroy this country and make it all look like inner city, you know, Cleveland and Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit and San Francisco with the drug needles and the poop on the ground. The whole country is going to be a piece of crap, as Trump called these other third world nations. They're going to turn us into a third world nation. So we're not going to survive it, Josh, but I don't know what else you can do. I'm just telling you, I don't think we're going to survive. This is nothing like Nixon against JFK. Nothing.
Yeah, if what you're saying is right about Puerto Rico and D.C., which I agree they want to happen, if that happens, if the Electoral College gets thrown out, and the most terrifying
Supreme Court
one to
gets
me,
stacked.
Wayne, well, that's very terrifying, but popular election of senators, that's where I'm afraid they're headed next.
How about no more filibuster? How about no more filibuster?
Yeah, do away with that. I don't see how smaller states, and we're not talking about southern states here, there's some in the south, but I'm talking about smaller states just in general. I don't know how they continue to say, okay, well, we'll bear our part of the national debt.
Right.
We will continue to fund the military.
Hey, Josh, we got to run. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Taking a quick break. Got to pay the bills. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior, with Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior Revive Health, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. They provide you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors. And even though the services are virtual, the quality of care is not compromised. It's all online with fantastic telemedicine doctors and medical professionals, so no long waits, no hassles of visiting a doctor's office. You're not going to be exposed to germs in a doctor's office. It's convenient, it's safe, and you don't even need to go to the pharmacy because you can get your medications delivered to your door, and the cost is, get this, $59 a month. That's it. $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before. It's brand new, brand spanking new. Nevada is the first state in the country where it's available, and in the next 2 weeks, it's spreading out all over the country. It's ideal if you're underinsured or uninsured, or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com, revive-healthcare.com. Their team is available to answer your questions 24-7, revive, R-E-V-I-V-E-healthcare.com. All right. We are back with Josh Manning, news senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories at Western Journal. And we were talking about the irregularities in Montana. So this is a story I know nothing about. Western Journal's covering it. What happened in Montana, Josh?
Yeah, this is a cool story, Wayne. One of the guys on my team is from Montana, and he's the one who brought it to my attention. John Lott he's a statistician and a professor. He's done a lot of research on guns. Well, he has done some auditing on some election results in Montana, and he looked specifically at Missoula County, Montana. Now, I think it makes up about 10% of the state's population, I believe. Well, what they did is they went in and they did an audit of mail-in votes, and what they found, and it's a very liberal part of Montana, by the way. It's kind of the Austin of Montana.
Yeah, got it.
And what they found roughly 7% of the counted mail-in ballots were invalid. There was evidence of fraud, and particularly fraud in nursing homes, Wayne. So there are about 120,000 residents there, and they're about one-tenth of the state's population. And that county is actually one of the reasons Montana sometimes goes blue. It's not really blue, but that sometimes that area sometimes doesn't. Well, the audit effort began when a group of Missoula County voters, they got concerned about integrity of the mail-in ballots back in October. So Lott went out and he did some research. According to him, about 4,600 of the 72,000 mail-in ballots lacked envelopes. That's about a little over 6%. And the problem may have been even worse than the auditors found, given that county employees told some of the auditors that some of the envelopes may have been double counted.
Unbelievable.
So, if you don't have the envelope, you don't know where the thing's coming from, right? You know, it could be from anywhere. It may not be legit. Missoula County Elections Administrator Brad Seaman, who I believe is a Democrat, if I'm not mistaken, he tried to hand wave that away by saying, well, hey, we've got a double check process. And that's why there was a discrepancy. I don't think he understands how double checks work. If you get a discrepancy, you're supposed to go back and fix it. Well, anyway, dozens of ballot envelopes, and this is a quote, dozens of ballot envelopes were strikingly similar, distinctive handwriting styles and signatures, suggesting that one or several persons may have filled out and submitted multiple ballots as an act of fraud. One auditor found that 28 of the ballots had signatures that looked, quote, exactly the same. And guess what, Wayne? Those 28 ballots came from a single address. It was a nursing home. Governor Bullock, he won his first term by just 7,500 votes. And in 2020, House District 94 was decided by 435 votes. District 96, 190 votes. There is something absolutely wretched and nasty going on. And this is one county in Montana. It's not that it just happened in Maricopa and it just happened in Missoula. It has happened. I think it has happened all over the place, Wayne. And I think that's why they don't want these audits to happen. They're terrified that the truth is going to come out and that we will see corruption everywhere.
Right. And the trouble is, again, it's libels all come tumbling out, and we're going to all know we were right. But there's nothing in the law, I don't think, that allows you to undo an election after Biden put his hand on the Bible and swore in as president. I don't believe there's anything you can legally do. And yet they stole the election, and now they're using it to, as I said from the beginning, I promised everyone, if he wins, Biden and his commie crew will literally open the borders, flood the country, let everyone in, and millions and millions in, and take everyone who's already here and legalize them, and make legal states of Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. And I'm telling you, I'm going to turn out to be right on all of that, and that's the sad thing.
Game over.
So they stole the election, got away with it. We'll all know they stole it, and they still, right in front of our eyes, took America away from us forever. We're never going to get it back. This is the problem. We all have to think to ourselves, what can we do? So, Josh, I should write the column for your paper, for Western Journal, about divorce. We need a divorce in America. If you guys are willing to take a provocative story, I'm going to write the story about divorce, and you could be the one that's the first one to put it out. Okay? So that's the story. All right. Well, I'm on the run. You're on the run. Great interview. Thank you, Josh. As always, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, Senior News Editor. Thank you, Josh. God bless.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi,